You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Kogan Cassius for IFL TV. Delighted to be joined by Mr. Frank Warren. Frank, your hair's looking good today, mate.
Yeah, I just got back from the dry cleaners.
Let's jump straight to it. Obviously, big breaking news yesterday. The weight classes for Queensbury versus Matchroom have now been announced. We all watched the video with yourself, Turkey Alal Sheikh, His Excellency, Eddie Hearn and Josh Denzel yesterday. So, very interesting. Between yourself, His Excellency and Eddie Hearn, you've gone for featherweight, middleweight, two heavyweights and one light heavyweight. It's on.
It's on, mate. Definitely on. And I'm looking forward to it.
So, obviously, your picks were for middleweight and heavyweight. Yeah, just give me a little bit of background to why you went with them weights. Obviously, it might be obvious, but then again, it might not be.
I think the heavyweight division is fairly obvious because we're very strong in the heavyweight division. I think we got, three quarters of the best heavyweights in the world on our roster. And as for the middleweight, that's a traditional great, been a traditional great weight for fights for the Brits, you know, over the years, middleweight, super, who then become super middleweights. You know, we have a good tradition for that. So I think that there's a, I think Matchroom have got a couple of good middleweights and we certainly have. And I think we're going to get a cracking fight out of that.
What do you think about Hearn's picks of featherweight and also light heavyweight?
I like it. I'm pleased with those two weight divisions. We've got excellent featherweights and we certainly got some really good light heavies. So I'm delighted with that as well. You know, I'm excited by this. It's going to be quite intriguing. And I think the bit of mischievousness that HE put in there by picking the heavyweights and also saying that the captains get 2 points for a fight makes it even a little bit more spicy. So it's going to be very, very competitive, and that's what it's about. We're going to get competitive fights involving fighters who are fighting for their respective promotional organisations. There's a lot on the line here. We want the bragging rights.
We know Turkey Alal Sheikh loves the heavyweights. The shows have always been, we've had over the last few months, we've had that heavyweight theme. So there's no surprise that he went for the heavyweight, which we're all happy about. Let's have it right.
Yeah, I'm happy. As I say, we've had some really good fights, haven't we, in the heavyweight division over the last year. Some great fights, both in Saudi and also in the UK. So again, I think we're going to see something a little bit special in that division with those two fights. And there's a thing where, you know, he's also said that if need be, you can go outside for one fight and sign up a like a wild card job, which I don't think we'll be needing to do that, but you know, maybe somebody might.
Well, it's interesting, and that was interesting. We saw that towards the end of the video where, yes, you effectively can, if there was a free agent out there or whatever, then for one fight they can come in and kind of be on each other's teams. But
well, I've told Eddie not to be approaching any of our guys.
Oh, yeah, that's the point. That's the point. Frank, obviously this week has been littered with rumours to what you're going to get this all the way up to June the 1st now. I know you've made some comments regarding the speculation around like the Wilder Zhang, et cetera, Dubois, Hergovich and all this. But these reports, are they off, way off, slightly accurate, possibly accurate? Can you tell us anything about these rumours of some of these fights?
Well, there's no point having a press conference in April if I'm going to be telling everybody now, is there? We don't know ourselves at this moment in time, so we've got to finalise them. And once we finalise them, then all will be revealed at the unmasking ceremony in April.
We heard that as well. But listen, to keep something like this under wraps is going to be difficult. But it must be frustrating that there are potentially some rumours out there that could be true or not when you're trying to keep everything kind of in-house.
When we're trying to turn this into an event and ensure that, you know, that the fans, you know, get caught up in the drama of it and all, why is it people want to spoil it? I don't understand it. Why don't they just hold their noise and keep quiet and let us do what we want to do, which is to reveal it. You've got what you want. You've got us against them. It'd be at their best against our best. And all will be revealed in April. And come the 1st of June, everybody in this country, and I believe outside this country, will be watching this event. There's a fabulous main event on the card. The top of the bill is a brilliant fight, that unification. And then you've got the Queensbury and Matchroom, the Warren, the Hearn rivalry. So it's so competitive, and so let's not spoil it. Let's wait. Let everybody. It's your generation, really, and the younger generation. They want it immediately. It's all, you know, got to be satisfied right this moment. Sometimes you've got to have a little bit of patience in life.
Absolutely, and you're right. This is on the same card. I mean, it's crazy to even think these are happening on the same kind of event with Bivol and Beterbiev. I mean, that should be what everyone's talking about, but we know that this is not going to be the case. It's going to be this Queensbury and Matchroom kind of head-to-head over these.
It's good, isn't it? I mean, you've got the best of everything. You've got a unification fight to find out who's the best light heavy on the planet, and then you've got, as I say, we've got this sort of decades-old rivalry between our families. And somebody asked me a question earlier. They said, did I ever think when we were, it was Matchroom headed up by his dad, by Barry and myself, who were at Loggerheads, did I ever feel that I'd be doing the same thing with Eddie? And it's quite a shock. Oh, saying that, you know, obviously we've got, you know, George, who's the CEO of Queensbury, my son. So it's the generations as well. So this is going to be very, very competitive. We all want to win this. We badly want to win this, probably more than anything, because it's because what it is.
Do you get a trophy if you get like a 3-2 win? Do you get a trophy or?
Do you get a trophy?
Yeah.
Listen, I won't need a trophy. All I'll grab is just give me a megaphone. That's what I'll have. they'll know who the winner is if it's us, and I believe it will be us. Don't worry, everybody will know. I'll make sure of that.
Frank, you'll be aware of the tweet you put out 4 years ago, which was brought up, Queensbury versus Matchroom, BT versus Sky, who wants it? And on that, just to reference some of the fights that you were trying to pit at that time was Dubois, White, Yard Buatsi, Joyce Chisora, Williams against Andrade, Edwards against Yafai, Gorman against Allen, Shiraz against Cheeseman, Sharp against Barrett, and Jenkins against Conor Benn.
See, I was an innovator back then. Good fight. Look, you know, it's taken His Excellency you know, who also, you know, got this in his head, and he obviously he understands and knows about the rivalry, that for him to, you know, to help us make it happen, help Eddie and myself get it on, and that's what we've done. So it's something I've always thought would be a bit of fun, but it's turned into reality now, and it is reality, and we'll be announcing it, as I say, next month. Some seriously, seriously competitive fights.
We'll certainly look forward to that. Frank, did you watch any of the boxing from the weekend?
No, I didn't. I was at a family thing on Saturday, and yesterday, like, I didn't get a chance to even catch up on it. Last night, I was at the Albert Hall, Royal Albert Hall, that is. Went to see the Teenage Cancer Trust concert, which was brilliant.
Okay.
Tell me about
him. But I'm sure you would have seen some highlights of Dalton Smith from the weekend.
No, I haven't. Did he look good?
Yeah, he looked good, yeah. Fifth round knockout of Zepeda. But yeah, no, I just wondered if you'd watched it.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I know you tend, when you are at home, to watch all the boxing.
I will catch up with it this evening, that's for sure.
Yeah. But like, all attention really now, obviously, before June the 1st, which is only a couple of weeks before May the 18th, is on Fury Usyk now, which is going to creep around very quickly once we're in April from next week. So this is going to creep around very quickly.
Yeah, it will do, and it's a highly anticipated fight by everyone in boxing. Everybody wants to see this fight. And as we say, it's four belts on the line, the first time this century. It's a magnificent fight, two undefeated heavyweights, the two best heavyweights in the world, to see who actually is the best. We've all got our views on it, and I've got my view, which won't change, but I can't wait for it.
Yeah, I mean, when's the card, the undercard, going to get re-announced for that, Frank, officially, do you know?
Yeah, probably be sometime this week.
Okay, but similar-ish to what we were going to have on...
Fights are still that were postponed will still be on the card, and and make a couple of those maybe change, but that'll all be announced in due course.
All right, just a couple more, Frank, before I let you go. What did you make of this week we've had? Well, actually, it was from last week. The back end of last week, we heard some of Francis Ngannou's comments to why, or possibly why, he lost the fight to Anthony Joshua, being picked up on from, I think it was from an Instagram live that he did. I'm sure you would have seen that. What did you make of those comments about when he was required at the venue, etc.?
Well, he was required at the venue at the same time as everybody else was. Look, do you know what? All he needs to do is go and watch the fight back, and that's how he got beat. He got beat by the better fighter on the night, who hit him same time, three times with the same shot. And that the reason that happened, because he didn't learn from the first one or the second one. And that was the end of it. That's it. He got beat by the better man, much better man on the night. He can come out with all the excuses in the world. Nobody gives a toss about it. Nobody cares a toss about how you lost. All they know is you lost.
Do you think we'll see him in a boxing ring again?
I don't know. It's up to him. I mean, you know, he put in a really good performance against Tyson, who, like I've said before, had a bad night. But we'll see. On that performance that night, there was a few heavyweights he would have beaten. But he did get caught. He got caught. They'd done their homework, and they caught him with a perfect shot. Or touches that day, AJ caught him with the perfect shots.
Frank, just
the first two shots, he would have been begging to get hit with the left hand.
Frank, just coming back to last Friday night, obviously you had a show on a York Hall. Bit of a Cinderella story there for Ashley Lane.
It's a great story. You know, like Chris is with us and with Martin Bowers and the team, the Peacock team, and you know, obviously, you know, we're in that camp. But it was a Cinderella story, wasn't it? For and I didn't realize what a backstory he had. You know, the homelessness, sleeping on the streets, and so forth. You know, and that's it's you know, as much as our man got beat, it's nice that the guy who did beat him deserved that. You know, deserved that of all what he's come from. And I thought he'd done extremely well. First couple of rounds, I thought that Chris was going to do a job on him, was catching him with him straight shots, but he showed a lot of determination, resolve, and at the end of the day, done a good job and got himself well back in the fight, and it was quite a comprehensive stoppage.
Impressed with McCormack on his debut?
Yeah, did extremely well, you know, considering he's been out of the ring for a couple of years. That'll get him going now, so we've got to keep him busy, and we will do that. But he looks like he's got a good future in front of him.
And Willie Hutchinson with a good win.
Good win. Needed that. And it was a fabulous KO. Fabulous shot he threw. And he'll put yourself into a very big fight next time out.
Final one, Frank. The situation with, if it does happen between Dubois and Filip Hrgović, is that right that that could end up being, depending on what happens with Fury Usyk with the IBF title, but they could be in line to fight for that, the winner of that, against possibly Joshua?
Don't know, mate. Don't know at the moment. We're working on it. We're working on lots of things at the moment.
Okay. Listen, we'll have to wait like everyone else, eh?
Yeah. Look, it would be like a bus. You'd be like being at a bus stop, and all this good news will come along at once.
All right, we'll take that.
Patience is a virtue.
What's that? Patience is a virtue, absolutely. Have you got anything else you'd like to add, Frank, before we finish?
What do I want to add? No, I was really pleased to say on Saturday Friday night with the kids, all the youngsters. That's what it's all about. We have to bring them through. We had a good show the week before that, as you know, in Birmingham, where it's all title fights. So getting these youngsters going, keeping them, you know, working hard, like Moses and Royston both had fantastic wins, and they're going from strength to strength, and I'm sure they're going to be stars of the future. There's a lot of potential stars on that show on Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I said to you, Frank, on this hand, right, I'll give you 5 Queensbury wins against Matchroom on June the 1st, right? 5 wins in that hand. Arsenal to win the double in that hand. What one are you picking, Frank? You're picking the 5-0 over Matchroom. Okay.
That tells you how important it is to
that
us.
That tells me a death yeah, because you're a diehard Arsenal.
How about that? That tells you how important it is.
Wow.
That's how much rivalry there is there, and that's how much I want it for our team.
Wow. And you're a diehard Arsenal fan as well, Frank.
I am. Yeah, I am.
Oh, because that's going to be on the same night. Hopefully Arsenal will be in the Champions League on that night anyway.
Well, the last game of the season is on May the 18th. So we're in Riyadh because obviously Tyson's there for the unification match. And then the June the 1st is the Champions League final. Arsenal winning the Premiership that on the 18th, then the first winning the Champions League. And then me winning the 5.
The treble. We'll call it the Frank Warren treble.
That's what I need, a treble, yeah.
Frank Warren, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV.
Thank you, man.
We'll catch up with you again really soon.
See you, Coop. Bye, mate.
See you later.
That's the hand. Sports Social Podcast Network.